Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast and Living Healthy, Living Well YouTube channel. My name is Madhavi. I am your Chief Motivating Officer and owner of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. Today I'm going to be talking about chronic pain and the management of chronic pain. First, I'd like to define to you what chronic pain is. Chronic pain refers to persistent and often debilitating discomfort that persists for an extended period, typically lasting for 3 to 6 months. It's unlike acute pain, which is a temporary sensation that is usually triggered by an injury or an illness. So chronic pain continues beyond the expected healing time and can significantly impact one's physical, emotional, and psychological well-being. It can stem from various sources, including injuries, medical conditions, and even psychological factors. And it often becomes a challenging aspect of a person's life. Someone who has been really struggling with chronic pain most of my young adulthood and now adulthood life. It started because in my childhood, I was quite sedentary and consequently, I was not really very physical. I wasn't in sports or really didn't do much. I stayed at home. I was a homebody. So my personal struggle, it started off in childhood. I wasn't very active. And as I moved into adult life, as we change, our bodies need more movement. Our bodies need exercise, just movement, period. And this is something that I was not normally used to. So it was something that I slowly had to start to change in my late 20s after having children. I needed to drop some weight to get back to normal, to maybe fit into my clothes again. And it was the first time that I actually faced that I need to go and move my body and exercise. And after I had my first child, I was sitting down one day just folding clothes. I was sitting on the floor folding clothes, not doing anything crazy. And would you believe my back just got pulled and I started spasming. I was stuck. I couldn't move. I was literally doing nothing and I pulled my back. And ever since then, I have been struggling with low back pain, leg pain, I have tight hamstrings, I have tight shoulders. It's just because I just did not have a regular movement practice in my life. And so as I started moving through this process of trying to learn how to deal with this chronic pain that just kept coming up because my body was weak, it wasn't used to exercise. It wasn't used to really doing much. I wasn't lazy. I'm a busy body, but I just didn't have regular movement practices, something that my body can build from and strengthen from. So into my 40s and my 50s, my 30s and my 40s actually, I started building exercise plans. I started doing a lot of cardio. I started with like kickboxing, going to aerobics, jazzercise, all this kind of stuff, whatever was in what was popular at that time. And I just kept injuring myself. And I was like, wait a minute. And so clearly I was doing too much, something that wasn't working for my body. I needed to have guidance. So that's when I started leaning into the practice of yoga. So that was the first thing that I learned, that yoga, it actually combines physical practice, the asanas, the poses, with breathing exercises. It's connecting the breath and the physical movement together. So it engages in gentle, a tailored yoga routine to help us really connect with our body and move And lengthen the body, strengthen the body, create flexibility, but also trust and become mindful of what moves or poses work for me. When I was going into these, you know, HIIT classes, Tabata classes at that time, my body wasn't used to it. I didn't gradually learn how to get in there. I just went on full force and I started hurting myself. So then I said, let me see if I can try yoga. So years and years ago, about 10, 15 years ago, I started just going in and just practicing yoga, going to some yoga classes, just trying stuff here and there, and slowly learning that that particular practice, then there's so many different types of practice of yoga. I started with hatha yoga, so many different styles of yoga, but that one I actually started to like. I was learning how to move into poses with ease, learning how to connect my breath, and then it also gave me the feeling of empowerment. So when we have chronic pain, it does affect us emotionally. It affects us emotionally. It brings us down. We start to feel down. We start to feel low in our body, in our mind. We even start to doubt ourselves. Am I enough? Is there something wrong with me? Why am I always limited? Why can't I go and do the things that I would like to do? And again, as a child that was not really into sports or really any really vigorous activities, I did recess, but even recess, I was probably playing in a little corner somewhere, whatever, and never did well on the personal fitness tests that you do in PE. I just kind of started giving myself this idea from childhood that I was not good enough, I was not strong enough, therefore I should not even try these things. So it was a vicious cycle. So as I grew, got older and wiser, I started trying different exercises, but again, injuring myself. And I started learning more about the practice of yoga. Yes, you hear people, oh, I injured myself in yoga. Well, there's a reason for that. There, even in yoga, the proper form, just like when you're in personal training, when you're doing strength training, you have to have proper form or you're going to injure yourself. But the practice of yoga is slow, and depending again on what style you choose. So the practices that I chose was hatha. It was slow. It gave me time to learn how to hold the pose, move into the pose with ease, and really connect my mind and body together with my breath. And then the mindfulness stuff started coming in. I started paying attention to how my body felt in these poses. And as I started practicing yoga, in the middle of all that, I was blessed with two boys. And what boys? I was like, what do I do with boys? They were in sports. They were doing all kinds of things. They always wanted to do high adventure trips. And me, high adventure? It was not part of me. But the practice of yoga actually helped me move past those emotions, move past the self-doubt. I started trying to do high adventure things. And it all started when I got married to my husband. He was a high adventure guy and loved to do all kinds of crazy things, white water rafting, canoeing. What else do we do? Hiking. These are things that I did not do. I sat at home and played with my Barbies and my dolls. So all of this, the practice of yoga gave me the emotional strength to be okay with trying new things. But at the same time, it helped me alleviate my pain. It was helping me with my chronic pain, my pain management. I actually teach a specific class, Yoga for Chronic Pain, on Monday nights. And I have really drawn in a lot of attention to this class because we're holding stretches, moving into these poses with ease. And then I'm also giving modifications to my students because some of my students have knee replacements or slip discs in their neck or sciatica. There's just so many different things going on. People are coming to me, low back pain. And some people are actually trying to avoid surgery. And they have because they have been coming to this class. Now, I'm not saying that my class is the be-all, end-all. I am saying that the practice of yoga, the correct style, will help you alleviate this tension and help you increase further relaxation and alleviate the chronic pain. The second thing that I started doing, and it comes with the practice of yoga, because I started going to yoga classes, and then what I did is I actually went into yoga teacher training. And in yoga teacher training, I've taken 3 different certifications in yoga teacher training. Meditation is part of yoga. In fact, the purpose of all the exercises, the asana, the poses, is to get our body nice and warm and limber. and bring that calm state into our body and mind so that we can sit in stillness in meditation. So what does meditation do? It involves in focusing one's attention and eliminating the stream of racing thoughts, okay? So the practice actually helped me develop mindfulness. It heightened my awareness of my body and my sensations. And through the regular meditation sessions, I actually learned to observe the pain without any judgment. And it gradually cultivated a more routine for me. The collaborative process of yoga and meditation allowed me to change my health, actually. So yes, do I still struggle from chronic pain? I do. But am I able to manage it? Yes. Am I able to prevent myself from injury? 100%. It's really helped me. So yoga, number one, meditation, number two, and these go together. The third thing that I tried and incorporated into my well-being practice so that I can control my pain, control, or not control the pain necessarily, but learn how to live with it, but maybe less of it, is using a wellness coach, is going to a wellness coach. Yes, me, a board-certified health and wellness coach, I also have a health and wellness coach. I also have a yoga coach. The thing is, we all need someone to be accountable to, and sometimes an outside set of eyes and ears will help us discover what works better for us. Sometimes things are right in front of our eyes and we just don't see it. So working with a wellness coach actually helped me provided me with a personalized guidance, and it gave me support to make meaningful lifestyle changes. Here we go, guys. I'm talking about it again. Lifestyle changes is what's going to help you create an easeful life, especially if you are struggling with chronic pain. Chronic pain, again, it comes from emotional status as well, psychological status, it does. And the stress in our life, we all have stuff going on. Every single one of us have stuff going on. We look at somebody on Instagram or Facebook and we're like, oh, their life is perfect. They have nothing, no problems. No, guess what, everyone? We all have problems. We just don't talk about it sometimes. That's okay. And when we don't talk about it, it builds up. It's this sludge. It's mental sludge. And where does it go? It just drops into our body. So having a wellness coach actually helped me establish realistic goals. And the coach actually helped me find a better balanced diet for myself. It helped me incorporate regular physical activity into my practice. And then when the physical activity came in and eating the proper foods that worked for my body, because one size doesn't fit all, guys. No, it doesn't. The inflammation started disappearing. I started sleeping better. I started eating better and wanting to exercise more. I started exploring more into doing different things that I never thought that I would like to do. And one of them is really pushing myself in the practice of yoga. When I initially started a yoga practice, I just wanted to learn how to do a sun salutation, guys. Now I'm taking it to the next level. I'm trying more difficult poses. I'm trying to challenge myself. Because when we challenge ourselves, we are going to create change. Challenge creates change in your body and in your mind and in your overall life. Challenge yourself, step out of your comfort zone. So the three things again, guys, that helped me with chronic pain management is the practice of yoga, daily practice. I practice 4 days a week, and then I teach 5 or 6 classes, sometimes 7 or 8 classes a week. So I'm practicing with my students as well. It has become part of my lifeline. On the days that I skip yoga or skip my meditation, my day is rocked. It's completely different. And then the pain comes in, and then the emotional stuff comes in, and then I don't sleep well, and then I don't eat well. It's just a vicious cycle. So if any of you guys are interested in trying yoga for chronic pain with me, message me, comment, give me a like also, that would help. And share any of this with any of your friends or family who you think would benefit from these tips that I just shared, stuff that worked with me, my personal journey of starting with Just being the little girl that played with Barbie dolls and dolls in her room, really wasn't an outdoorsy person, to get me out there, let me go hiking, let me try that. I want to try that because now I have the confidence that I'm going to be okay. I've built strength through the practice of yoga, physical strength. I have built mental strength through the practice of meditation. And I have built lifestyle changes thanks to a health and wellness coach. The guide on your side, that's me, a health and wellness coach, a guide on your side. We all need an accountability partner. We have personal trainers, we have nutritionists, we have yoga teachers, yoga coaches, health and wellness coaches, whatever it is. We have team coaches. All these people are guides on your side, and we all need that accountability because we all know what we need to do. We just don't do it. Why? Sometimes we just need that little push. So if you are one of those people that have been struggling with chronic pain, connect with me. Try my class. Try some meditation. You can do some apps. I have meditations on my podcast as well if you go down to some of the previous episodes. I will be adding more meditations to my podcast real soon and in my YouTube channel here, which I'm now calling Living Healthy, Living Well. I will be adding some yoga exercises and stuff, stretches and things for you to try and see if you like my style. That's all I have for you all this week. I hope that each of you have a wonderful weekend. Live healthy, live well, change your life, change your mind, and be well. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.